I'm Amanda, and this is Not Your Granny's Quilt Show. Hi, hello, hello. Welcome to today's episode. I wanted to do this episode because I've seen a lot of stuff going on social media. People are organizing their scraps, getting their poop in a pile, if you will. And I just thought it would be so interesting to see what you all do to organize. And I've seen lots of examples. And I put out some polls in my Instagram stories. And so anything I talk about in response to that is coming directly from you guys. It's not me just making shit up. But I also have a special guest today. His name is David. I was gifted by David a set of smart labels, and he upgraded my app for free. So I do want you guys to know I was paid, but I did tell him I would be completely honest, and we're going to hear from him about why he created this product. After we talk with David, I will go into the different responses I got on Instagram and my take on smart labels, and we'll talk about just different ways we can all organize. Obviously, we all have different brains. We all work in different ways. And so take what works and leave the rest. This is not me trying to tell you how to live your life or run your organization. It's just, I wanted to know what you guys do because I struggle sometimes. And so hearing from other people or seeing solutions that work, I can decide like, oh yeah, actually that would work for me. So anyway, that's all this is. And let's get into the episode. Have you joined Patreon yet? If not, head over to www.patreon.com/notyourgrannysquiltshow today to join. When you become a patron of the show, you get access to chatting with me whenever you want. You can do that on social media as well. But also, I release a free monthly phone wallpaper screen that you can save to your phone and use if you'd like. I'm just having fun doing it, and you know, why not? Also, if you join the paid tier, you get early access to episodes and you get a Not Your Granny's Quilt Show logo sticker sent right to your door. So head on over to patreon.com/notyourgrannysquiltshow and join the community today. And now on to the episode. Hi, David. Welcome to the show.
Hello, how you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing very well. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, of course. So you're here for a special episode about organization. So I'm going to let you tell my listeners who you are and why you're here. So go for it.
Sure. Well, my name's David, and I'm the owner of Smart Labels, which is a system for essentially cataloging and organizing your stuff around the house or in a storage unit. And so I was very excited to come on here and talk to you about organization. Our product makes people very happy because they can find everything just by searching on their phone or by scanning a bin that's got a label on it. I'm an entrepreneur at heart. I've started a couple companies, they have run the gambit from very tech heavy to a scavenger hunt bar crawl played on your mobile phone that was really fun but didn't make a ton of money, unfortunately. So so I've kind of been all over the place, but I also have a background in tech marketing. I worked at Google and YouTube, of course, same company. Ustream, which was eventually purchased by IBM, and sort of I've run marketing teams, and that's sort of my background.
Oh wow, okay. So you come in hot and heavy with a lot of tech and business knowledge, which is so cool.
Yeah.
For those of us who are just like, I'm a quilter and I'm going to make a business. Like it's a steep learning curve, but that's really awesome. So you're here to talk about smart labels, and we came together through a cool app called Podcorn, and it brings podcasts and companies together for sponsorship opportunities. And I thought, why the heck shouldn't I do this one? Like, smart labels is like exactly what I think sewists and quilters would like for organizing fabric, or even if any fiber artist, really, because I mean, I used to crochet, so I had bins and bins of yarn, and it was like a perpetual organization project. So I just thought this would be such a great opportunity to talk about ways to organize and so yeah, like so you purchased the company you said, and so what about it made you excited to get your hands on it?
It was exciting for a lot of reasons, but the big one was it was a problem I totally understood. I mean, when I purchased the company, we had moved to our house in 2020, right before the pandemic, and we had all of these boxes from the moving in the garage, and it was like I knew that I had a Wi-Fi router somewhere. But I spent like 45 minutes to an hour looking through every box that said, office odds and ends. I'm like, what was I thinking? How am I gonna know what office odds and ends are? And I literally spent 45 minutes. I didn't find it, and I was like, that was like wasted time. It's wasted headspace. And so eventually, I did find it in another box that was somewhere else in the house. And I was like, this is like such a real problem that so many people struggle with. It's just like, I want to find this thing, and I know that it's there because I remember putting it in a box, but I don't remember where it is. And so that was like the most exciting part. This was something that was going to be like not only kind of fun, but also going to really change people's day when they are going around looking for something. And it's become even more than that to me. Like what I've found is that it's more of a freeing up of headspace, like I was talking about. Like, you don't have to remember every bin and everything that you put in there. You don't have to keep that all up here. You can put it in the phone and like be like, I don't have to worry about that anymore because I can just search and find it, and I can use that headspace for something else that's like so much more important than like the like once a year to, that I need this thing that I need to be able to find. So that's where like that's what like kind of excited me, and then like became even more and more exciting. And I hear all these customers that I talk to about the way they organize, and they just are, they're so happy about being organized and be able to find this stuff. And so it gives me a lot of joy to be a part of this company and to make people happy.
Yeah, it's amazing because I think you're right. Like, and as a quilter, I can relate to that like wasted headspace of like trying to remember where that one piece of fabric is. I know it's in one of these bins and just like basically upending my entire sewing space to find this one piece of fabric that I know I have. I just don't know where I put it. And so, like, thinking about the implications of using smart labels, especially in the quilting space, I was really excited to get my hands on some because my mom and I have a quilting company, and so we're always making quilts for people, and we have stock of fabric so that we can pull stuff that we have on hand to work into quilts, and we're constantly dumping bins to look for fabric. And so when I brought the labels into the studio, I was like, oh, look at what we're gonna do. And we organized a few bins and we played in the app, and I was just like, holy crap, this is gonna change so much, especially like, yeah, it's so great. And now I'm like, okay, I know I can either just like open my app and look at my labels and know where things are, or I can just quickly scan the label to like so it will show me what's in there. Like, I love the level of cataloging you can do in there, which was really exciting to me that you could get so detailed and have images of each item that's in there. And so, was the app like, was it as it is now when you purchased it, or have improvements been made over time as you've gotten reviews?
Yeah, we've made a lot of improvements to the app, actually. What I bought is called a minimum viable product. Essentially, kind of proves out an idea that, like, hey, this works and people like it. So all it could do was like, you could scan the app or you could scan the label and you could put stuff in it, but it was a little wonky to navigate and all that stuff. So we did a lot of work on the user experience to make it super simple so that like right when you open the app and you get started, it's just like create your first label and you're going to see what it looks like. And you're like, okay, cool, I get this. I've been walked through how to do this. And that is actually designed in a way that gets you to write down a lot of the stuff that's in there. So a lot of descriptions and names of the stuff that you're putting into a bin or a container, because all of that stuff is everything you write down in text is searchable. Once you're in the app. So we want you to use a lot of text so that down the road, even if you have pictures of everything too, it's really easy to find stuff. So we worked a lot on like how do we make that user experience better? And then we started adding the features that everybody was asking for. So things like inventory count. So like quilting, right? It's like, well, how many yards of this do I have? And am I getting low on it? Or we have an expiration date feature because people were like, hey, I have a lot of perishable stuff. I need to know when it's going to be expiring. And it's actually funny. The first person who like gave me the expiration date idea was a snake breeder. I know. And I was like, okay, like talk to me about how you would use this. And she's like, well, like I have all these snakes and like I have to feed them on a schedule and they're all on different schedules because they're on different sizes and they're different snakes and they get different things. And so like I would love to have an app that just like reminds me like, hey, your boa constrictor needs the mouse. And like, and I got a, yeah, it's a little cringy, but it was actually
Gross.
like the first person who was like, and I was like, okay, interesting. I was like, I don't think I have a lot of like snake breeder users, so I'm not going to make like a snake breeder feature,
Right.
but I'll make an expiration date, which a lot of people use, and you can use the sort of the countdown feature that way. So things like that, and just as people keep asking for things like we have exportable PDFs and CSV files or spreadsheet files so that like you can have a physical copy of it with you if you're like I don't have my phone or I don't have internet here but I have this paper that says I know where everything is. And it's also some people just like it as like a it's like a, I just want to know that I have it, this all this stuff I have in here I want to know I have it somewhere else just in case.
Like a redundancy.
And so anyway, that's kind of I'm rambling,
No, you're good.
but this is some of the things that I've added onto the app to try to make it better for customers. And we always think like we try to be very intuitive about like how are customers going to use this, like what do they need right away and what do they not need right away, and how can we like slowly introduce those things to people so they don't get into an app and they're like, oh my God, there's like thousands of features. I've never used this before. I don't know what button to push. It's like we want to just like walk people through so it's super easy.
No, and that is so nice. Like, just especially when you're first using it, that you are walked through every single step to get yourself organized and like, this is how this works. Like, first you're gonna take a picture of your label. Okay, now you're gonna title it and you're gonna tell us what kind of bin it's in and where is it in the house and what kind of things are in it, and just like all the minute details that I was like, wow, this is like a lot of information. And then seeing how it's presented once it's input, I was like, holy crap, this is actually really cool. Because I think it feels like a lot for the very first thing. That was one thing I noticed. I was like, oh my God, okay, I already described it. And then it's like, oh, I see. This is just like another level of like information. And so,
Which is not, you don't have to do all
right.
of that, right? I mean, because it's, let's not lie, it takes time to catalog stuff and it
Right.
takes time to write stuff down.
Right.
So you don't have to put it in there, but everything is searchable. So you have to think like, what
Yeah.
is future me you want to search for?
Yeah.
And like, am I putting that into the app?
Yeah. And I saw the skip, but I was like, I want to go through every step just to see like what the full thing is, you know, what this full process is like. And so I can appreciate it because, like you said, like the searchability of your items is going to be up to how much information you put in there. And yes, it takes time, but if I think about all the hours I've wasted searching for things because I'm just sure it's in this one bin and it's not, and then I have to open every other bin, like that, you know, maybe extra 5 to 10 minutes it takes me to input that information, not even that long, probably, but say it takes 5 minutes, right? Well, that's 5 minutes, but now I can quickly search or I can pull up that label and find exactly what I'm looking for versus spending, like you said, 45 minutes to an hour looking for this thing that should be in a certain spot, but it's not. And like, that frustration, it's like.
And that goes back to the, sorry, I don't mean to interrupt you, but nope. It goes back to the headspace thing, which is like, my Zen activity is cooking. And so when I'm cooking, it's like the world goes away. And I'm focused on flavor. I'm focused on, you know, I got timing. I've got all these things that I'm going together. And it's like anything that was bugging me during the day is gone. And, yeah. And I love it. Right. And so like for somebody who's quilting, right, like spending the time to that 45 minutes looking for that thing and starting to get frustrated gets you out of that Zen headspace of like, mm-hmm. I'm doing the thing I love. And so that's where, like, I think, again, that's the beauty of it. And the thing that I get the most appreciation out of is that like, you can stay in your happy spot, mm-hmm. because you don't need to worry about getting frustrated finding something.
Yeah, no, for sure. And I think, you know, there's a lot of people out there that share how therapeutic quilting and sewing is and how meditative it is. And so, yeah, anything like needing to go dig for something or hitting that frustration point, it throws you out of that. And so anything I think we can do to help ourselves be able to do these self-care tasks, like cooking, like sewing, like, you know, whatever crafting thing it is or non-crafting thing. I mean, it could be, you could use these labels for everything. Like, I just think about all the like bike gear and outdoor gear we have in the garage. And like my friend, I think about my friend's mom who has a storage unit full of those big black and yellow Costco bins. Mm-hmm. But they're black, and it's like the amount of time they spend in that storage unit. I was like, you need these labels. I was like telling her all about them. I'm like, cause then your mom could have everything in her phone. She can know exactly what bin the thing is in. You won't have to spend hours digging through stuff. Like she can have pictures and whatever. And I was just like, all these ideas were popping in my head of how to use them. I loved the idea of being able to find my fabric and keep sewing and not have to worry about digging through a million bins and making a huge mess and throwing off that groove, that vibe of like, let's just keep going and sewing and making fun stuff. And it's important, I think, especially when it's a self-care and like mental health kind of task of like just taking care of yourself and doing something that brings you joy in the messiness of the world. And so why not use an organizing product that can clean up some of that messiness?
Totally.
So
yeah, we've worked with other sort of crafters too. So like there's another podcast called the Art of Coaching Club podcast. The Art Coaching Club podcast. It's like all about art crafts, and they love using these for all the different things they need for arts. Mm-hmm. And like Sunny Mary Meadow is another one, which is about gardening.
Okay.
So like knowing where your seeds are, and you can do the exploration for like, I need to plant this then, and all that stuff too. So it really goes across the gambit for, I keep hearing like almost every customer I talk to has like some new thing that they're using it for storing stuff. And so it's fun to keep hearing how people have decided to use the product.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure. And for you, it's like, and I think it's like that with anything when you've like got a product or you've got something, like once you release it out into the world, it's kind of not yours anymore. And so seeing what people come up with to, you know, how to organize or what to make with what you've put out, like the continuation of that idea is just really so exciting to see. And the fact that people are finding ways that you didn't think of, or that maybe the creators of it didn't think of. But I think that's the beauty of human ingenuity, is that we all have our own lenses on the world, and we all see things a little differently. So maybe you didn't think of it, or maybe I didn't think of it, but another person's like, oh my God, I have this brilliant idea, and that's going to serve so many people. And that's amazing. It's just like getting it out there so that people can use it and figure out how it best serves them is, it's really cool. Do you have any like updates or any kind of new features in the works that you can talk about, or that have come to your mind, or, you know, been brought to your attention recently?
We have a lot of them. People have a lot of requests. And they range from things like I want to be able to take like everything that's in this box and move it to another box. So essentially, I want to take a label and like move it to another label and have everything that was in there like over here because I moved the bin or I, put a new sticker on it. Right now, you can move items. So beneath a container are all of the items that are in it. And you can move each of those without having to delete and re-edit and everything. But so that's like a very simple one. To the very complicated, which is like to my point earlier about it taking a long time to catalog everything, which can be sort of a hurdle for some people to get started on a project like this. We did our entire garage with this thing, and it took a long time to get everything cataloged, but it's been amazing. Like we did our Christmas decorations. And so this year we didn't want to get them all out. And my wife was just like, okay, get the red sticker that has this code on it and this code and this code. And those three are the only ones I need out of like the 15 boxes or bins that we have. And so I just had to get those ones down and bring them up. And it like saved so much time. It was amazing. But again, sorry, back to the point of saving time. Part of the problem is, right, you got to say what everything is. You got to write it down in there. And pro tip that's already on your phone, you can use the speech to text on your keyboard, and it actually goes way faster. And if you're not an incredible speller, it'll spell it correctly for you, which makes searching for it much easier when you're not trying to find like the misspelled version. But we wanted to go a step farther than that and basically use AI and machine learning to be able to like, so when you take a picture of your item, have it be like, okay, here's what I think this is, right? Like this is quilt. This is a pattern that looks like this. It is this color. And so that like all of that information would pre-populate into your description of what it is. And you wouldn't have to write it. And you could essentially just say like, yeah, that's it, or no, that's not quite it. Like I'm gonna add a few more things to it. But it would be such a time saver. And honestly, that's one of my biggest frustrations with the app is that it takes a long time to get things in there. It's great once they are, and your future self loves you for it. But it takes time. And so I want to help people get through this process faster, so that they can get back to what they're doing. So I have lots of other features that people have requested in between that spectrum, but those are kind of the things that we've been working on.
Nice. I love the idea of like bringing in that AI and machine learning because I think, and the speech to text, it's like there are shortcuts within the shortcuts, right? Like you're creating, it takes time to create the shortcut, but like if there's shortcuts to that shortcut, then, it's helpful. And the speech to text is so nice because there are some things, even in quilting, I'm like, I think I know how to spell this thing. And then I go to type it out and my phone's like, no. I'm like, how about this? And it's like, babe, I can't help you. Like, I don't know what you're trying to say right now, So you're just like, well, shoot. But then, yeah, if you
Yeah,
say
or
it,
it's like, did
it'll.
you mean this? And you're like, no, I did not mean that. I meant,
Absolutely did
but
not mean that.
I did not mean that, and I didn't mean what I wrote. I meant something else, and I don't know what it is, but now I'm gonna have to go figure that out.
Yeah, exactly. So I like that feature that you can use the speech to text, but I think that AI would be super cool because there is so much technology out there that can aid us in doing these things. And I think it's, we always joke around in the house like work smarter, not harder. Like this is a 2% problem. You just have to be 2% smarter than the box, or you just have to be 2% smarter than the thing. Like, and so this feels very like conducive to living in the that space of like freed up mind space. And there are little ways to kind of cut those things short, but that's awesome. And so then my other question is like, is there a point where you'll be like, okay, that's enough? Like you obviously you were talking about like you're not going to make things specific to just snake breeders, but like have there been requests where you've just been like, absolutely not, like that is beyond,
Yeah, there's so we have businesses that use our product as well for inventory management. Because I mean, technically, at its core, this is just an inventory management system. It's just designed for consumers instead of businesses. And it's way cheaper than the ones the businesses pay for. But there's like, eBay sellers and retail shops where they have like one store, and they're tracking everything in Excel or something like that. And it's like that is tough. And so they've come to use the product, and they recognize that it's not a full-blown, business inventory management system, but that it's like much better than Excel or a sheet of paper or whatever they've been using. And so, but I do get some interesting requests from them that are like, oh yeah, like that seems very unique to you, or it seems like you really should just spend the money and buy like you're clearly big enough to buy one of like the more expensive ones, and like you should probably just buy that because like I designed the product, I would say 90% for consumers and 10% for businesses, because this is our target, and I'm not trying to compete necessarily with the big inventory management systems either, right? And I have to keep it easy, otherwise people are going to get overwhelmed, and it'll become a complex product that's just like, this is too hard to like figure out. So, I think I answered your question, but I'm not exactly sure.
No, I can just imagine, like, I think about how nitpicky some people are when they're like wanting something that I can't give them or think I should be able to give them for a certain price. And I know that that translates to like all aspects of business. And so I was just curious if like, if there's just like a line that you've drawn in the sand, and it sounds like it, this is for consumers. If you use it for your small business, really cool. But like keeping your focus on your target audience, I think that's what I was looking for.
At the same time though, like I have a sheet and I put every request on it. So no matter how insane the request is, I put it on there. And then I have a ranking system. It's basically like how many customers have asked for this. And so I put a plus one every time somebody asks for it. And that like highly influences what gets developed next. I think one of your questions of just a second earlier was sort of like, is there a point where you're like, okay, this is good? I don't know if it's an old-fashioned business saying, but like, when you stop innovating, you start dying. And so I kind of live by that. Also, like, this is like my business. This is my full-time thing. I have this mission statement that's all about like, for me, for my career that I developed, and it's like I'll just read it to you. My current mission is to build something cool and successful at work while giving me the freedom to be engaged with the people I love. So part of that is doing something cool. What I find cool is like building really cool products and having them get better and better and better. So like part of just like continuing to innovate, I know it may not be the best business decision to like keep putting money into it, is that I have a lot of fun doing it. And so and I have a lot of fun, like when, or it's wonderful when customers reach out and they're just like, oh my God, thank you so much for building this. I'm so happy now. I've been like wanting to do this with it. And that's better than money to me. Like that's the joy, that I want to get out of work. And that brings me in front of the computer every day.
And I think I agree with you. I think if you're not growing or innovating, then you're dying. It's like if you're not finding new ways to keep your business alive, like what's the point?
Yeah, well,
And
there's
especially,
competitors too. I mean, like if we're being honest here, right? Like there's other options out there. They have different characteristics to them. I think I have the best product, of course, because I'm completely biased. But
You should be.
but like, I look at them and I say, okay, like they're trying to compete with me too, right? So like I have to be better. I have to have the best customer experience. I have to have happy customers. I have to, when people reach out, they're going to get somebody on the other side of this thing, right? It's and they're going to get somebody within like a couple hours, not like 5 days, right? Because like when you're doing this and you're packing or cataloging something and something is like, I don't understand how to do this, you don't want to stop cataloging and start cataloging again next weekend. Like you want to get it done now because you're like you're in the headspace of like, I got my motivation up and I'm like doing this, right? So I want to be there for people when they have if they have any questions or problems. And it really, and again, I don't think my competitors are doing that. And it makes a huge difference.
Yeah, it does make a difference. And I think that like customer experience, no matter what kind of business you have, is so important. And if people are treated like trash and they also don't necessarily have any other options, like it's kind of it's shitty. And so the fact that there are other options, but you're trying to, always be customer forward and make that the priority and bring, getting joy from other people's joy, I think that is something that is going to perpetuate itself over and over again because people want to experience that. They want to experience the ease of being able to actually use the product that they're spending money on and not just throw it in a cabinet and be like, oh, I'll figure that out later. It's like,
Well, I'm
no,
sure
you
you have that too, right? I mean, like in your business, you bring a ton of joy to people, right? And like I have to imagine that that is one of the most rewarding parts of your company too, right?
Oh, truly, truly. Like when we get, even if they don't post public reviews, but we get feedback from customers, it's just like the most exciting thing because I think on our end, there's like a little bit of anxiety of like, am I making this thing right? Is the person going to actually like it in person versus just photos? Like, and we make a lot of memory quilts. And so it's people sending their loved ones clothing or, other kind of items to us that we turn into quilts for them. And that it's like we're really good at it. It's something we do a lot. And it's we that's like the majority of the work we do. But there's still like a little like, oh God, how the like on our end until they get it and they're like, oh my God, this is the best thing ever. And then we're like, oh, big sigh of relief, sometimes tears. Like, I think the impact of that, of making your customers happy, is just, it makes me want to keep doing my job. It makes me want to keep going every day and being like, I know I hate cutting fabric, but I'm going to go do it because I want this person to be happy. Like, I'm doing something for them that they can't do for themselves. And so I think, in the sense of what you're doing, is you're giving people the peace of mind to know where their things are and to be able to find them and even be able to give other people access to that. Like, if it's a, caregiver situation where maybe the adult children are taking care of their parents and like trying to make find their things and organize everything. Like, I just think of all these things and like my family has recently gone through some losses. And so just like the thought, like remembering just like going through everything, trying to figure out where everything was. And especially when there wasn't a lot of communication about that, it's like, no, I would want at least for my kids to like put our, special documents into something and have a label and be able to like have that printed out for them or give them access to the app, like to be like, here, just in case, like here's all of our things. And there's just so many ways that it can be used to bring peace of mind and ease into people's lives. And that's got to feel like $1 million.
We actually have a lot of people that I'm surprised because there are a lot of elderly people who are like, I'm going to figure out how to use this app so that my kids know where the stuff is. So when I die, like it's going to be easy to find that document that they really need, or, it's going to be clear who I wanted this to go to. And it's not going to be necessarily in a will, which is like legally binding, but it's going to be like, I want this to go to this person and it's right there in writing. So like, if you guys can still argue over it or whatever, but like it's there. You know my wishes, right? You guys do that what you will. And it's kind of a beautiful thing, albeit sad, but it's beautiful to be able to provide that because it's not just the headspace for the person who may be passing away in some number of years, but it's headspace for the people who are going to be grieving and not having to do the extra work. So, yeah, I keep coming back to the headspace thing. It's just it is the true benefit of it, of the product that makes me really love doing it.
And I think that is the point of it all, the point of organization, the point of putting things in places where you can find them and access them easily is so that you are clearing up headspace, so that you can focus on the tasks that you like, that you love, that bring you joy, so you're not spending so much time in a frustrated headspace. Like, that the value that that brings is so impactful and so much more important than like, oh, I'll figure it out later. Oh, I'll organize it later. It's like, I mean, yeah, but also like, what if you just organized it now and then you won't have to have this problem. And, yeah, I did want to say one thing. Like, I love the idea that you can like move things into different bins, like the items, because sometimes things get reorganized or regrouped or whatever. And so being able to move them between the bins you have labeled in the app is like really cool. And then you brought up that you're working on being able to merge bins or like merge.
Just like be like, I'm going to take this bin with all the items that are in it, and like I moved it into another bin and I have a different label on that bin. Or like, you know, I don't want to use this color for this bin anymore. Like, I'm rethinking my color coordination for like how I'm organizing. So I tore that one off and I put a new one on, and like, I need all this stuff to be in that one now.
Yeah.
But I don't want to move everything over one by one, one by one, one by one. Right. So just being able to like essentially say like, I want this bin to go there. And it's like, okay, just scan the new label. It's like, bam. It's like, okay, they're all there now. And it just pushes everything into it. So yeah, not necessarily merging bins. That's an interesting one though. I can, I'm going to add that to my feedback list. Merging bins.
So more like reassigning versus merging. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry. I just, that like popped back in my head. I was like, I need to clarify this because, yeah, well that's, but even still like being able to reallocate and redesign your setup is really cool too. Cause yeah, you might have one way in mind and, you know, a couple bins down the road, realize it's not really working the way you thought it would. And that flexibility of being able to switch things around is really cool.
And just time, right? Like over time, you have more bins, you may want to like rethink, and then you reorganize, and it's, yeah, we just want to make that easy, right? Like make that part of it really simple.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I love that. It sounds to me, and just from my experience and then from talking to you, it sounds like the customers are always going to win, and that there is like, there's always room to grow. And so that even if it doesn't work exactly to a person's liking at the moment, there's like always a possibility that their needs can be met by you because you care. Like you truly seem to care about your customers more than anything. And I think that speaks volumes because in my opinion, from what I've used and what I've seen, it's a great product and I'm really excited to keep using it because like I said, instead of dumping bin after bin looking for certain things, like I love the peace of mind of knowing that I can just like look it up real quick, or I can scan the sticker real quick and figure it out in an instant versus like the time wasted. So
yeah,
that's really cool.
I wanted to bring up, I was just thinking about something, one of your other points about when you're not sure, you're like, oh my God, is the customer going to be happy? And like, or it's going to like upset them and like, and they're not going to be happy anymore. So like, about a year into owning this business, I realized that like the sticker sales and F just were not going to make this a viable business. So essentially it's going to be a volunteer. And so we had to add a subscription to the product. And part of what I want to also let your listeners know, because it sounds like you like the product and I want to make sure that they know there's a subscription, because I got an Amazon review. It was like, I wish that influencers would say there's a subscription so that we know. And it definitely a negative, right? Because nobody likes a subscription, but we had to have it because we do a lot to keep the apps up to date on both Android and iOS. And again, sticker sales, and because we continue to innovate, make the product better and listen to customers and do what they are asking for, the development cost just got too high. And so there is a subscription, and you may talk about it later, but I just thought I could go into it. You get the first year free up to 48 labels. And after the first year, again, if you're using 48 labels or less, you get, it's $11.99 or $11.95 per year. So not crazy, less than $1 a month. And if you go over 48 labels, then it's $29.95 a year. So not too much more. But
Okay.
with each of those, you get more features too. So, with the 1195 one, you get the exportable PDF and custom sorting and the ability to move the items between labels. And then with the professional package, you also get the expiration date, you get inventory count. Again, we're going back to like, how many yards do I have of this? And am I getting lower? And I can look, you can plus and minus the inventory as you use it. And so that is another feature that's very helpful. And with the professional, you get the spreadsheet you can export with it too. So anyway, but I thought I wanted to mention that just because it was one of those things where I was like, oh my God, like our customer is going to hate me for this. And some do.
Sure.
But a lot of them are like, hey, like I get it and like I still love it. So
Well, thank you for sharing that. I was going to ask you about it just because before we started chatting, I did let my listeners know that I was gifted the labels and that the access to the app so I could try it out. And so that was really generous of you. Thank you so much.
yeah.
And it's so cool. And I think especially as a quilting business, and I could even see this for my girlies who have, fabric stores, quilting shops out of their homes, like e-commerce, it could be a game changer for them in keeping all their supplies organized and and like less than $1 a month, I think is worth knowing or having that peace of mind of being able to know where all your things are and keep everything organized. And it's great that you give the first year for free because it lets people try it too to know whether they're going to continue to use it or not. And so I think from my perspective, I think you're coming at this in a great way that's going to keep you in business. And the subscription, I think, some people don't want to pay anything for anything and and they think everything should be free. And I think just in the world in general, in business in general, you're always going to run across those people. But I think, when you find your people and when you find the customers that click with you and understand your mission and understand your goals, and realize that you're trying to help them, like they'll get behind what you're doing. And so, I think to me it's worth it, and I'm gonna keep it because it's gonna help me in my business. And I love that you're willing to hear. I think that was like, just a big question I had is like, how do you respond to feedback, and how do you respond to clients or customers wanting certain things? And you've answered that thoroughly, so thank you. And that means a lot too, because then I can happily send people your way and say, you know what, this guy listens, like he really cares about his customers and wants everybody to be successful that uses his product. So I feel good about sharing my use of it, and I feel good about, talking about it as a solution to some storage issues for people. So anyway.
And for the foreseeable future, they're actually going to get me on the other side. So I'm the only employee of this company. I outsource some things like my printing of the labels and the development. But I do all the customer service myself. So whether you fill out the contact form, do the help at QR Smart Labels, or just email me, David at QRSmartLabels.com, you're going to get me all those different ways, and I'm here to help. So, and happy to do so. Again, if any of your listeners end up buying this and wish it had some feature or whatever, like please reach out to me. Like I love hearing from customers about what they want. It literally is the way that the product gets better for everybody is when people just reach out and say, hey, it would be really cool if it did this. So anyway, yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, thank you so much. And oh, you mentioned that your grandma's a quilter? Your
Oh
mom.
yes, my mom.
Okay, your mom's
She's
a
a
quilter.
grandma. Yes, but is it okay to share the quilt she's on? I'm very proud of
Yeah, obviously. We love
her.
quilts. So, okay, if you're listening and you're not on YouTube, go to YouTube so you can see the quilt that we're about to show.
All right, so we'll start with One that my mom gave me for Christmas this year.
Ooh.
And she I the, I was like, "Hey, mom, I'm on this podcast that's like about quilting. Like, I have so many questions for you." So I learned that this is a piecing style of quilting, which I'm sure all of your listeners already know. It kind of reminds me that she made this quilt for me and made a quilt for me when I was a kid, and I used it as my blanket growing
Yeah.
up. This is very similar to that one, but very cute. So
Yeah.
that's one of them. And then, okay, here we go. Let's go to the next one. All right, the next one here is, so I have two kids, and my mom made a quilt for each one of them.
Oh my
This one's my
gosh.
son, Hudson, and so I had her do, he's a January birthday, and so we did snow sort of theme, and then these are all his family. So that's me in the red sweater at the bottom with my wife, and then that's supposed to be him in the sled with our dog Maddie next to him, and then all of his cousins and aunts and uncles and grandmas and grandpas, and then there's one star on the top in the right there that's a little brighter than the others, and that's one of his grandmothers, who passed
Oh.
away. So really cool. And then when we had our daughter Sadie, I'm gonna stop sharing again and get the next one. She was like, "David, that last one was so much work to get all those little things." She's like, "I'm
Yeah.
not putting the entire family, but I will do your family."
Oh my
And
gosh.
so she did us scuba diving, and my wife loves mermaids.
Oh my
And
gosh.
so she made my wife and my daughter a mermaid, and then the rest of us are scuba divers in the ocean. It kind of goes with the ocean theme of the room. So anyway, I'm
Yeah.
just excited to share it. I know she's going to be listening
Ah.
or watching.
Yeah.
So she's going to be very happy to see her art up here.
Oh my gosh, they're so incredible. Wow, thank you so much for sharing. Yeah, that's so cool. Ugh, I love quilts so much. There's just so much love, and tell your mom she's incredible and those are beautiful. I love that. The mermaid, that was so cute. And the skiing is so funny, like ugh. And she's not wrong. Like that kind of work takes forever because you have to cut every little individual piece out and you have to attach it to the background fabric and then you have to sew around everything. So,
She was like so upset because she was like, "I've been working on this for so long. It's not going to be ready for the birth, but I'll have it like a couple days after." I was like, "Mom, it's all right. It
yeah.
doesn't have to be there the day he arrives home. He's not
Right.
going to remember." And so, it was just the sweetest thing I've heard to do. And it's so fun because we get to like talk about all the people on it. And so we got to like learn about his family, and he got to know all the
Yeah.
names. And of course, now he thinks Grandma Joyce is a star, and that's what happens when you pass away. And I'm like, okay.
I mean,
Let's
there's
go with
worse things, right?
that for
Yeah. There's worse things to think. And I like to think my grandma's a star too, so that's okay.
now, right?
Oh, that's really sweet. And how sweet of her to make those, because that does take a lot of effort. And as a gift quilt maker, I just like knowing that that family or that person gets to wrap a little piece of me around them every time and just know that like I love them and I care about them. And so they're just so special. And
I love them too, and it's a piece of my mom that's going to last forever,
yeah.
even after she's gone. And I can explain more about the creation of the quilts when the kids get a little bit older and how hard it was for her to do it. Although I'm not going to know because I do not quilt, but she's
Yeah.
taught my sister, and she's teaching my sister's daughter all of the quilting stuff. So it's
Yeah,
it's
perfect.
one of those family pass down things. So maybe
Yeah.
she'll want to teach one of my kids someday too.
Yeah, it is a generational craft and it is something that gets passed down, and the quilts themselves and the skills of it are timeless and something that is meaningful. It's a useful skill to know how to sew.
She did like my mom did like costumes and stuff too for every Halloween. So she
Yeah.
obviously loves to sew.
Yeah.
Has always had a sewing room or area as we were growing up. So
Yeah.
been a part of my family for a long time. I'm
Yeah.
sure probably same with you.
Yeah. My mom just barely started quilting about a year and a half before I did. And so, but she's always sewn. I mean, I had custom formal wear for dances all through high school. She was always making clothing for us or just sewing different things. Like she made us this little like reading tent thing as kids that we could hang out in. And I mean, she's just, yeah, always been sewing, would make her costumes and all that kind of stuff. So when she started quilting, I was like, what is this? And then my two of my best friends were, they had started quilting and they're like, you really need to learn how. And I was like, I don't think so. That's not my jam. And then they forced me to anyway. So, and here we are 7 years later. So anyway, well, thank you again so much for joining me today and talking about your product, Smart Labels. And I'm so excited to share with my listeners about it so that they can see if it's something that will work for them. And, you know, hopefully we'll get more quilters organized so that we're not pulling our hair out looking for that one piece of fabric.
And it's the best place to find it, or easiest place to find it, is on Amazon.
Okay.
You can also go to the website too at qrsmartlabels.com. But you want the 2-day shipping,
Right, right.
it's Amazon's a lot easier. It's on walmart.com too, but yeah.
Walmart. Okay, great. Well, I'll put links to all of that in the show notes so people can get to it easier if they want to check it out. And otherwise, good luck with everything. And I look forward
Do.
to seeing the growth of your business and seeing what new features you come up with in the future.
Yeah, and tell me your ideas. Keep them
Yeah.
coming. And thank
Okay.
you so much for having me on. It's so nice, and it's been wonderful to be here and chat with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Hi, I'm back. It's me. I hope you enjoyed my conversation with David. I really had a good time talking to him and could tell that he really cares truly about the product that he's putting out into the world. And so I am endorsing it on a personal level. I feel like it has brought a new level of like my desire to get organized to my space. And I know there's tons of other things that work out for other people, and I love that. I just really thought that this was such a cool and inventive way to get your space organized, whatever it is, whether it's your quilting and sewing space or your garage or your shed, whatever. There's just so many cool ways that these QR code labels can be used. And like I said, I was gifted professional access to the app, which normally costs $29.95 a year for 48, like over 48 labels. But I think I'm going to continue to pay for it with my business because I think it will just help us function better. Like David and I were talking about, it's that time saver, right? Like, yes, just like anything, if you're doing it in a way to streamline the process, though all the work is on the front end so that the rest of the time you can use the fruits of your labor. But I'm going to get to our Instagram responses. So on my Instagram stories, I posted some question boxes and a couple different poll items to ask what you guys use to organize. I know there were some early in the year, kind of January, February organization campaigns going around Instagram. But now we're kind of in the spring cleaning time of the year where the weather gets nice outside. We're kind of getting out of the winter slump. And so everybody, not everybody, but a lot of people like to get everything kind of clean and organized as we sail into summer. And I just thought this would be a great time to bring back organization as like a theme. So anyway, not a lot of you answered, but the ones of you who did, thank you so much. So the first question I asked was about what kind of organizers you like to use for scraps. And a lot of you said like a clear bin or the big Ziploc clear bags so you can see what scraps are in there or by color. So that's really cool. Also, somebody mentioned, and I've seen these because I was a teacher, but there's these drawer sets that you can buy from like Michael's or other craft stores. And each drawer is a different color. And somebody suggested that you could use those as a way to sort your scraps, which I thought was pretty brilliant because they make them so that you can get them with the shallow drawers if you process your scraps and make smaller cuts, like 2-inch squares, 3-inch squares, etc. But if you're like me and you just kind of throw them into a drawer by color, then the deeper ones would be better. The second question I asked is whether or not you label your stored items. And then I asked about labels specifically. And some of you said, no, you don't use labels because your bins are clear. And some of you said, yeah, you do because you need to know what's in it. Some of you said, nope, it's too time consuming. And some of you just wanted to be there for the clicks. So it was almost split half. It was more no's, like no, your bins are clear, so you don't need them, or no, it's too time consuming. And then the yes was a little less than half of that. So if that makes any sense. And then I asked what people use for labels. And the only response I got from that was the Brother label maker, which I have one and I love it. So that's really cool. So there's like lots of different ways that we do this. Like I kind of mentioned it when I was talking to David, but and if you've ever seen any kind of images that come, or you know, stories or Instagram posts that come out of the quilting studio, the Sweet Pea Quilting Studio, we have a bookshelf essentially that's full of the clear shoebox bins. And that helps because we can kind of quickly glance and see what's in there. But I can't even tell you how many times my mom and I have upended that thing looking for certain pieces of fabric or certain, you know, cuts of fabric, because we're like, well, we know what's in one of these bins, but we can't quite see everything that's in there. So instead of completely destroying our sewing room, the labels should help with that, right? So whether you write on them with dry erase marker, which is what I used to do as a teacher, I would write on the clear bins on the outside with dry erase marker so I could just wipe it off and relabel it. But that does wipe off really easily. So if you're in and out of the bin a lot, it kind of goes away quickly. Or if you have, you know, a different method of writing on them, there's different, you know, kind of that wet chalk that dries and only comes off with water, or using the label stickers, to write out what's in there. There's nothing wrong with any way that you choose to organize. I just was curious what everybody else does, because I think sometimes the task of organizing can get really overwhelming to me, to my brain. And so I like to see and hear about what other people do so that I can kind of pick and choose what works for me. And I, because I've been able to use the smart labels, I really am excited to bring that to your attention if you didn't know about it before. And now you do know. So if it's within your means to be able to have a subscription for that, then to me, I think it's worth it. But if not, then there's obviously so many other ways that you can get organized and stay organized. And things change, right? Like maybe we have one way of doing things and we find that it's just not quite working. And so the flexibility to find new methods, I think, is really important, just to stay open and stay flexible with the idea that, you know, maybe the method you came up with originally doesn't work, and finding something new. So I'm hoping that this helps you feel motivated if you're looking to get organized, or gives you a tool to look into that could potentially help you. You could see if it will meet your needs. And otherwise, I'm going to keep working on using these smart labels, even on my clear bins, just because I think it will help cut down on the time that it takes of opening the bin, rifling through every single fabric, because I can do that within the app. I can open the app, I can click on that bin specifically, and I can see the list with an image of everything that is in that specific bin. So, you know, sometimes I think the act of going through the fabric is fun. And if I am not under pressure to be getting a project done, or, you know, be really needing to be on top of my time management, the kind of sometimes that act of going through all the fabrics is can be kind of meditative and therapeutic and spark some joy and creativity. So I'm not trying to say that you shouldn't ever do that or that I don't want to do that anymore, because I still think there's value and that's part of the process. But because of all the times where I've needed a certain fabric or been looking for something specific and couldn't find it, or it took me a really long time to find it, that frustration point is so annoying, because then I'm like, I don't want to sew anymore. I don't want to be here anymore in this space. Like, I need to go do something else because I'm feeling just very frustrated right now. So like, why not find a system that works for you to keep your sojo going strong, right? So what else do you guys use? Like, what other organizing tips and tricks do you have? Leave them in the comments below. If you're in YouTube, you can go to the post for this episode on Instagram and weigh in there and let us know what works for you. What other ways do you organize that keeps your flow happening, that keeps your sojo in place? I'd love to hear from you. So thank you for joining me today. I'm really excited about getting organized, and I'm really looking forward to continuing to work with other companies that I feel like I can get behind as a consumer, but also as another business owner. And so when I see that people, you know, a business owner or a company really focuses on their clients and their customers and is more interested in making a product that works for people instead of just making money, then I feel like I want to support that and shout that out. So if you haven't checked out Smart Labels by this point, go ahead, check it out. There's links in the show notes so that you can go see what David's company is all about. And in the meantime, I hope you're having a wonderful time sewing this spring. If you're not, then that's okay too. We all have ebbs and flows in our sojo. So I hope you find yours soon if you don't have it in the moment. But know that I love you. I appreciate you. Thank you so much for being here. And we'll see you guys next time. Bye.